Tomorrow night at 7:30, the BBC Concert Orchestra performs a program of British music at the Wharton Center for Performing Arts. Keith Lockhart is principal conductor of the London-based group. Lockhart is probably best known as the 20th conductor of the Boston Pops. WKAR's Peter Wharf spoke with Keith Lockhart a few days ago by phone to preview this week's East Lansing performance. Lockhart started the conversation by noting a busy 2012 for the BBC Concert Orchestra in the wake of the Queen's Jubilee celebration, the Summer Olympics, and a royal birth on the way.
It's been a huge year for them. I always, when I go over there, I'm always saying, so what are you guys doing now? I mean, the Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth on the throne, which of course was a huge worldwide celebration, and I was fortunate enough to be part of that Buckingham Palace concert that was seen all around the world, because that was the BBC Concert Orchestra playing that concert behind Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder and everyone, pretty much. The Olympics, the upcoming, the patter of little royal feet. You're right, it's been a very fun year to be going there and seeing all the excitement.
Can we talk first about Britain and the 4C interludes? These are some of my very favorite pieces, and they come from the opera Peter Grimes, but these pieces are known almost as a sort of a tone poem extracted from the opera.
I'd say if there is an overall feeling through the 4C interludes, and indeed through Peter Grimes, it's a feeling of cold, of dark, clammy cold, the type you might feel if you spent the night huddled on a rocky outcropping on the British coast. The first movement, Dawn, begins with a beautiful evocation of birdsong in the flute and the high violin, and these wonderful, kind of tremendously powerful chords of the brass that well up underneath them, in a way unrelated, a different sort of thing that are, the vastness and the ongoing continuity of the sea itself. The second movement, Sunday Morning, is by far the lightest part of the series. It's energetic, it's bustling, it shows the life of a town and the people in it, and it's the closest thing to a scherzo. Movement is one of my favorites in terms of innovation. All of the notes are played as what we call balloon articulation, which is that it's louder in the middle and softer on each end. So everything has this sort of sound to it, which to me I think is evocative of the motion of waves in the moonlight. The last movement is simply, along with the Storm and the Pastoral Symphony and a couple of other moments, I can think of one of the best evocations of the fury of a lashing, violent storm that has ever been penned. It's tremendously fun, a huge rush, and really a crowd pleaser.
Let's touch briefly on a couple other little pieces by Elgar, certainly two of his best-known works. Let's go to the Enigma Variations first, which are really a musical mystery.
Well, that's, I suppose if we knew what the enigma was, it wouldn't be an enigma anymore.
Right.
They, of course, are called the Enigma Variations. Elgar certainly encouraged the feeling of the question mark over the piece, but he was quite explicit about who the variations are about. It is a single movement work lasting a little under half an hour that is an original theme. And then variations that, as he told his wife, are in the style that as of, well, various friends. Each one has a friend's initials or a pet name or something over the top of it. Well, how they would have written the theme if they were composers.
Also on the program, another of Elgar's greatest works, his cello concerto, one of his very last works. And probably many classical music fans know that this heart-wrenching piece is very closely associated with a very heart-wrenching real-life story of a great artist.
Well, the concerto was actually popular in its time, languished for, 40 or so years, and had never really hit the international scene as a standard repertory piece until the beautiful young cellist Jacqueline Dupré took it up, became a huge proponent of it. There was a very, very seminal recording of that that I think won pretty much every award and every heart. And she fell ill and passed away with a lot of what seemed to be a very promising career unfulfilled. And so, but in a way, this piece, I think, for true classical music fans who date back a bit, will always be associated with her and her stellar interpretation.
Keith Lockhart is music director of the Boston Pops. He conducts the BBC Concert Orchestra on January 31st at the Wharton Center for Performing Arts at Michigan State University in East Lansing. Maestro, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for taking the time, and I'll see you there.